T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94WIP. Every single Tuesday at this time, we go out on the Swartz Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE to talk to our buddy Elliot Shore Parks. It's brought to us by your Tri-State Toyota dealers, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Elliot, we got a first-place football team. What's going on, man?
We do. I mean, you know, I will say the records of the team kills the buzz a little for Sunday night, but
yeah.
Still super excited for Dallas week, as always.
Yeah, it does. It a little bit dampens it. And I think even the fact that so many people now assume the Eagles will win, which I don't, by the way. I think they'll probably win, but I don't assume it because Dallas looks so bad versus Washington. I feel like it's almost deflated the energy a little bit because I think a lot of people don't perceive Dallas as a threat anymore. Is that a fair read on kind of the town and the tenor of discussion so far?
Yeah, the interesting thing with the Eagles is, you know, that I'm surprised how often throughout the week I sit here and think all they have to do is make it to the playoffs healthy, and they sit there 2-4-1, right? I mean, the division is so bad that you almost assume they're going to win it. So I agree with you, like, thinking they'll definitely beat the Cowboys is a stretch considering how they've shown they can play poorly for the majority of the season. There's no Dak, which I think also kind of kills the vibe for it, but it's just a weird year overall.
Yeah, I mean, can they beat anybody else, though? I mean, like, if they beat the Cowboys, what does that prove? Can they beat teams that aren't NFC East division foes?
Well, they might not have to get to the playoffs. And, you know, I think especially these last 2 years we've seen.
Well, you have to in the playoffs.
Right, but all they have to do that one day then is play better than they have the previous 16 games, right? And I think that one of the frustrating things about the Eagles is they do in some ways have talent on the roster. So the idea of them putting together a good game and, you know, beating an opponent at home, I really don't think is crazy at all. Like, if they beat the Cowboys on Sunday, I think it proves that the division is theirs. I think you could make the argument it already is, but if they beat the Cowboys on Sunday, at that point, you're really just talking about getting to the playoffs and seeing what happens. And yeah, they're flawed. They are a bad football team in lots of ways, but you can't tell me that they don't have a chance to win a game at home in the playoffs, you know, at Lincoln Financial Field. I just think they would have a chance in that game no matter who they play.
I'm telling you, I don't think they do. I don't think they have a chance to beat teams that aren't NFC.
Well, you're
going to
get a lot of
teams.
Firepower back by then, John. I mean, an awful lot. Elliot,
we had a lot of firepower at the beginning of the season, didn't we?
Yeah, you're right.
And we lost to Washington.
You're right about that. Elliot, of all the guys that have been out, who's the most important to get back?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, I would say Lane Johnson. And I know he's been kind of in and out, but I just think getting him at that tackle position, if they could get him to be 100% healthy, like if you're talking about a month from now, who would I want to be 100% healthy back and playing every week? It's Lane Johnson because it solidifies the line. It gives you a little bit of depth there with Jack Driscoll.
And who's second on that list? Is it Goddard? Is it Ertz? Is it Sanders? Is it Malik Jackson? Like, discounting Brandon Brooks, he's out for the year. Who would be second?
For me, it'd be Miles Sanders. Just because as good as Boston Scott played at times against the Giants, I still think he can be, you know, the best playmaker on the offense. He can make the run game go. He's a threat in the passing game, although him and Carson have had some difficulty this year connecting. But I think he would be a clear-cut number two but behind Lane Johnson.
Has Miles Sanders proved this year that he's not going to be the back that the Eagles hoped he could be?
Well, I don't think he's proved that he can't be that back. I definitely think he's been, you know, in a lot of ways, a disappointment. Dropping some balls, hasn't looked as explosive at times. I thought coming into the year, he showed last season he could be an elite running back, and I don't think he's looked like an elite running back this year. but it's also a small sample size. I do think he's been kind of banged up. I think the bigger concern with Miles Sanders, after the first couple games, wouldn't be so much his skill level. It would be that this guy's showing he's pretty consistently banged up. I mean, he dealt with it last year. He dealt with it in training camp. He's out now. And so that would be my main concern.
Elliot, Doug seems to really struggle. He's been asked a couple of times now. He seems to struggle to effectively answer the question why Carson is so good late and so not good in other portions of the game. Put another way, why he's so inconsistent. Do you have an answer for that question?
Why I think Doug is, or why I think Carson is?
Why you think he is.
Because I just don't think he's an accurate passer. And if you're not an accurate passer, you're going to struggle to be consistent. I mean, we've seen that with Carson, that he can make some amazing throws. Like the game-winning throw to Boston Scott was a very nice throw from the pocket. And then he can miss throws. And that's why overall you look at just his track record of, you can look at first, second quarter versus fourth quarter splits. I think that probably has a little bit more to do with how the defense is playing because they're just behind so often. But overall, Carson's lack of consistency, it's just because he's not accurate. And you can't be a consistent quarterback from the pocket if you can't throw an accurate
you think
ball.
Doug is,
hold on. Is it possible that Doug doesn't know how to answer that question because he is part of the problem and he doesn't know how to do his job better?
No, I just think Doug doesn't want to say that about Carson.
Yep.
I mean, I think Doug's been a little more willing to be critical of Carson this year, but overall he's not going to, get up on the Zoom call and say, my quarterback can't throw an accurate pass and that's why he's inconsistent, right? And I don't think Doug has anything to do with that. You could argue he could maybe try to put him in better positions, but if your quarterback is one of the least accurate passers in the league, there's really only so much you can do as a head coach and a play caller.
Well, there's a lot you can do as a quarterback coach to coach accuracy, to figure out the mechanics and what he's doing wrong.
But, John, that's like telling a 240 hitter to a coaching staff you got to make him a 290 hitter.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, do you remember Carson being inaccurate in 2017?
I don't, but
because
I know
he wasn't.
Was almost 3 years ago at this point, right?
And I mean, know, and we had a different staff.
A small sample size of his career, too. So I think that pulling up 2017, you could do that with almost any player. It'd be like if I came on and said, Nelson Aguilar should have the best hands in the league because he caught passes in 2017.
Right.
Well, he didn't in 2018 and 2019.
Hands are completely different than the mechanics of throwing a football.
But let's take Michael Vick. The great Michael Vick year, he wasn't throwing interceptions. And then the rest of his career, he threw interceptions. So is he what he was for 10 games or is he what he was for 10 years?
I know that we've seen Carson throw the ball differently and have different, better footwork and mechanics, and it yielded better accuracy. And the fact that they're not focusing on that confounds me.
What's your answer, Elliot, to the question, is Carson amongst starting quarterbacks above average, average, or below average?
Yes, I've been thinking about this one, and I actually think the worst possible answer is average, and I think that's exactly what he is. I don't think he's below average. I don't think he's a guy that you're going to go 5-11 with each season or 6-10. He's not that. I don't think he's above average because – the last 2 years he has not been. I think he's average. I think he's a guy that every year you'll go 8-8, 9-7. You'll go to Green Bay and beat the Packers, and then you'll lose to the Lions at home. Or he'll have one great game, then he'll struggle for two games. I just think he's inaccurate. He can do things other quarterbacks can't do, but he can't put it all together. So I think he's the definition of average.
Should the Eagles be aggressive trying to add before the trade deadline?
Well, aggressive, I don't know about aggressive. I would look to add talent because I do think ultimately getting this team to the playoffs and getting Carson Wentz experience matters, and I think that's important. But I would not invest heavily. Like, I would not trade a second-round pick. I probably wouldn't even trade a third-round pick, depending on who the player is for. But if I can trade a late-round pick for a quality offensive lineman or a veteran receiver or something like that, yeah, I would be interested in doing that. But I don't think they should trade any top-level assets.
Was Zach Ertz's play hurting the Eagles?
No, I don't think so. I think that, look, Ertz has not looked as good this year. There's no denying that. But I would also just bring it back to the accuracy again. I mean, him and Carson were not on the same page, and I think a lot of that had to do with Carson struggles to throw passes over the middle, and I think that's shown this season especially. The ball has sailed on him. I think something like only 60 – only something like
I think you're wrong.
Like...
we've seen a lot of those passes over the middle where Zach Ertz kept running – and Carson threw it to a spot.
Yeah, I mean, he did have 116 catches 2 years ago.
I know. But there were multiple times this year where I looked at a play and I said, okay, everyone's going to say Carson was inaccurate on this play because he threw it and Zach kept running. Like, that's miscommunication. That's one guy thinking one thing and another guy thinking another thing.
Elliot, let me flip the trade question around a little bit. Probably the two most likely guys to be traded out were Deshaun and Ertz. They both got hurt. They're not going to get traded. Is there anyone else that you think could be traded off of the team as a way to acquire a draft pick?
You know, I spent a lot of time looking at the roster and thinking, what other player would teams have interest in, right, that would also bring something back? And there just really isn't. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of players on this roster that are the right combination of a good salary so their team would be interested, upside, being able to help a team win now. I mean, you know, obviously, like a guy like Darius Slay, a team would have interest in, but the Eagles aren't trading him. And then if you look at some of the younger guys that teams would have interest in, the Eagles aren't going to trade in the younger guys. I mean, a guy like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, maybe you trade him just for almost nothing.
Nobody wants him. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody wants him. So yeah. That's the problem with the Eagles roster is they just don't have a lot of attractive trade.
Do they beat Dallas on Sunday, Elliot?
I think they do. I think they're better than Dallas. I think the main advantage they have is the coaching staff. I mean, Dallas is one of the worst coach teams I've seen in recent years. And look, the Eagles coaches have certainly been inconsistent, but they're better than what Dallas has. So I do think the Eagles win the game.
Hey, do you think Alshon will play? And what is your expectation from him this season?
Mm-hmm. For the rest of the season, I wouldn't expect much from Alshon. I think there is a pretty good chance he plays on Sunday night against Dallas. But look, last year he wasn't especially effective. He's coming off a major foot injury. And if I'm the Eagles, I honestly have no interest in putting him out on the field. I want to see these young guys continue to play. I want to see Carson get reps with them. But I do think they'll put Alshon out there, and I don't think he'll bring much.
All right, Elliot. Yeah. Good stuff. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Again, everyone can follow Elliot's work at 94WFP.com/GoBirds. Thanks so much, Elliot.
Yep, talk to you later.
Thanks,
right,
Elliot.
We'll get more into that Alshon thing up ahead because it does lead to the possibility of him getting a lot of snaps.
It's like it's time.
It's past time.
It is past time. But that suggests that like it has to happen. Like it's now.
Yeah, Alshon's not the national pastime, right? That's baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alshon's the what would he be? He's past his prime time.
Yes, he is that.
Time. Look, I still want the guy to play. We'll get into that up ahead. We'll hit that. Also, 12:30, your opportunity to win the Nest Audio from Google. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.